And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for today's program. A very special program, a little something different today. I want to talk about some important issues. And so I'm going to do today's program a little differently than I usually do. Let's begin by talking about what our main problem is. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the time is at hand for everyone to start waking up. It's time to wake up. Many beautiful fairy tales have a story of someone who went to sleep, such as, you know, Sleeping Beauty, for example, waiting the kiss from the prince to awaken her. Well, it seems like most people are asleep. We're in a mental fog. And we go from our food to our music, to our texting, to the news, to music, to food. And have you noticed how you're having trouble concentrating more and more? Have you noticed how you're like absent-minded? You just mindlessly check your text messages, or check your emails, or you go online and you look at this and look at that. And then you think, oh, let me see where they're having a sale here, or let me see if they have this on eBay, and let me see what they have on Amazon, and what's the latest news, and let me see what the latest sports score is, and what time will the game be tonight. And you just go from one thing to another and look lost in the images and lost in the sounds. And at the end of the day, a few little emails, a few text messages, you know, a little this, a little that, a little traffic here, a little item on eBay there, a little something on Amazon here, a little something to order there, a little something to buy here, something to eat there, and your day has gone. Remember a long time ago when you were a little child, how you could sit down with a book and you could read. You could read many, many pages. Now you find it hard to read. You look at the words, but you're not really reading. Your eyes are just going over the words, you see. Now, what is that all about? Well, I will tell you what it's all about. It's basically a type of hypnosis. It's also a type of upset. It's a type of being upset. I remember when I was a boy, I think I was 17 or was I 16? I was either 17 or 16, and my stepfather had a heart attack. Nice fellow he was, my stepfather. He's passed away, God rest his soul. Very nice man. But he all of a sudden had a heart attack. And so, as you can imagine, that caused some turmoil at home and some worry and so forth. He was in the hospital. No one knew how he would do. It ended up that he made a nice recovery and then lived many, many years. But at the time, it was a very difficult time. Plus, he was he had his own company. You know, where was the money going to come from? How would we survive? All that sort of thing. And so it was a time of turmoil. And to make a long story short, my grades suffered. I'd always been a straight-A student. Straight-A. And all of a sudden, my grades dropped. Not, you know, they didn't plummet to, you know, C's and D's and F's, but where I would have gotten A's, I got B's. You see what I mean? Something was wrong. I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't focus. I was upset. That happens to a lot of kids at home, or they come from a home where there's bad things happening. There's tease, there's cruelty, there's drinking, there's drugs, there's violence, see? Or there's animosities. See, it could even be a nice home, on a nice street, with parents that have a nice car, you know, a Mercedes or BMW or Lexus or something, and have nice jobs, but there's some kind of undercurrent of resentment between them, see, hostility. Maybe there's a mention of the word divorce, you know, that sort of thing. And so the child is upset. And then the child can't concentrate. So then they say, well, the child has ADHD, See? No, the child doesn't have ADHD. The child is kind of low-grade upset, a low-grade distraction from things that are happening at home that are not so good. So now, so you kind of zone out. You know, you begin to feel depersonalized. You kind of zone out. See, and before you know it, you're walking around in a mental fog. You can't really concentrate. What's on your mind is what's happening. Sort of what's happening on your mind is like a tape playing in the background over and over and over again. It's what happened at home. It's what's happening at home, see. So that happens to us as now. So there's things happening at home. There's things happening at work. There's things happening in the world. And then there's a huge amount of distraction. And then there's a lot of foolishness, a lot of silliness, a lot of naughtiness, a lot of rotten things happening, see. Disgusting thing. You know, you can turn on the video, you can turn on, you know, go to the internet or turn on television and see things that are, see raw tease, raw cruelty. And how about these video games? Violence, cruelty, all kinds of awful things happening. So what happens then? We become numb. You watch all this stuff and you become numb. Before long, you're numb to all the images, all the text messages, all the words. And we're drowning in a sea of words. Everywhere you go, words, 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 words in church, words in school, words on the internet, words coming from the radio. Everywhere, words, words, words. See? And I remember one time somebody said, when everything is important, nothing is important. I'll never forget that. When everything is important, nothing is important. So all around you, everything is hyped up, and it's like it's important. They pretend that it's important. You know, the latest score, who's winning the golf, how did Tigers do, how did the A's do, how did the 49ers do, how Seattle do, how, see, all these things. And so it's all hyped up. And you can't help but notice it, because there it is. You go into their store and there's all kinds of naughty headlines. This actress did this, and that actress did that, and this actor did this. It's all a huge distraction. And it pulls you away from yourself. Either it pulls you away from yourself, it pulls you away from what's really important in life. See, or it just makes you kind of like you're walking around in a mental fog. And so, it's not good to be in a mental fog. So what are we going to do? How are you going to learn to refocus again? How are you going to refind yourself again? Back in touch with yourself again? How are you going to do that? Well, that's the key. You see, that's the key. You need to refind yourself, and then yourself, your real self. Then you need that real self then needs to reconnect with God. Reconnect with God. See? And so you say, well, that sounds so beautiful, Roland. That sounds so beautiful. But how do you do that? Just more words again, Roland? No, not more words. It really, really is very possible. It's very simple. Remember when you were a little child? When you were a little tiny child, you were closer to God than you are now. That was the closest you've ever been to God, when you were a little tiny child. And you lived in the eternal now, in the present, the beautiful present. And you were spontaneous, and every day was a day of discovery. See? And you knew in your heart, you knew there was good. See? You knew that goodness was good and kindness was good, and that there were such things as principles and virtue and honor. You knew those things existed. You loved them. But then what happened? Well, then you got upset because people were cruel. Your father wasn't there for you. Your mom was upset. There was teasing at school. See? And before you know it, you began to doubt those things, and you became upset, and then you got pulled out into the world. See? You became externalized, and then everything in the world started to impinge upon you. Everything started to impinge upon you, and then you made a mistake of resenting it. It pulled you away from your own self, and then you made the mistake of resenting it. See? And when you resented it, then it began to affect you even more. See, you became even more sensitive to the outside. So now we have to reverse that process. So I said you need to refind yourself, reconnect with your own feelings, and reconnect with your own body again, and with your soul, your real self. See, inside of you, in your body, you have a soul. That's real you, your consciousness, your awareness. See, and you need somehow rapport with God. Now, it's like, very similar, except better than what you had when you were a little child, when you knew in your heart what was right and you loved it, and you believed it and trusted in goodness. See, and people around you, why they you projected either they were good, or they were at least halfway decent. Then you projected the good that was in you into them. So you loved your doll, you loved your stuffed animal, your friends, your mom, your dad, you loved them. You saw goodness in them, sweetness, kindness, wonderful things. See, you read stories, and you saw goodness everywhere, and happiness and sweetness and these wonderful things, you saw them everywhere. You knew they existed. Why? Because you were very close to them inside in your soul. Your soul was very close to them. You were close to heaven at that time. So no wonder you saw them everywhere, because they were real to you and very close to you inside. So all you need to do is refine. So, but then what happened? See, you fell away from those things. You doubted them. You became worldly. People teased you. You began to hate people that lorded it over you, that were cruel, that acted smarter than you and better than you. People that denied the truth. People that denied goodness. People that denied, sweetness. See, you ended up hating them. But then the hatred further separated you from the good within. See? And then, in order to compensate for what you had lost, see, those beautiful, sweet things that you once had when you were a little child, you were very close to them. See, in a sense, you were almost in a little Garden of Eden, at least if your home was halfway decent. But then you fell away. You became externalized. See, and then you compensated for what you had lost. You know, you looked for things, for money, for food, for what you had lost, for comedy to make up for the joy that you lost, for nice things to make up for the inner beauty that you had lost. Now, you know, you compensate on the outside, and the love that you should have been close to as a little child and were close to, see, and then the love that should have been coming from your father, who in the outer world was to represent God, was to stand for God. See, instead he failed you, undoubtedly. He wasn't there for you. See, and so therefore you began to kind of go adrift. And for many years you drifted. See, and there was a pain for not being yourself, a pain for having lost those beautiful things, and a pain for hating other people and blaming them. Somehow you sense it was their fault if they had guided you properly, if they had loved you properly, if they hadn't teased you, see? If they had kindness and your father had been there for you and so on, then you knew you would have been safe. You somehow knew that. And so you blamed them and hated them for it. All that did was separate you from your own ground of good even more. So now what you need to do is come back to your own ground of good, so you can become like a little child again. Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And he also said the kingdom of heaven is all around you. See, it's within you, and it's all around you. So all you have to do is refind what you once had as a little child. And then, of course, even more so. See, now you're a big person. Now you're ready. See, especially if you're 30, 40, 50 years old, now you're ready to begin looking for, like a salmon going upstream, to refine the father you've never known, or the father that you sort of knew a little bit when you were a little tiny child. See, you knew there was God. You knew there was God and so on, but you fell away. You doubted. You became worldly. You looked for approval from the world, from other people. You looked for their love. You looked for success. See? And you thought those could satisfy, but they can't. They cannot satisfy. So what you need is to learn how to no longer be upset by the things outside, to reconnect with your own ground of good from which you can flower, see? And then you can be your true self, see? And be grounded in the good from God, see? See how that is? All right. So I hope you're enjoying today's program. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I used to call it Common Sense. It is. It's Common Sense. It's also Talk to a Pastor. And I hope you're enjoying today's program. I have so many resources for you, especially the meditations, which I will speak about a bit later. The meditations are so helpful. I have a super duper, that's an old-fashioned expression. I don't know how you'd say it now. Cool? Have a really cool meditation, 5-minute meditation, to help you cope with stress, get regrounded, calm down, not be so upset by things on the outside. See, we can be upset. See, if all these little things upset you a little bit, look, remember the example that I gave you of how children that come from a home where bad things are happening, how they can't focus, see, and then it's like they have ADHD, but it's because they have these tapes running in the background of the bad things at home, you see? And they just can't, they look at the words on the page, but they can't focus on them because of, you know, what's happening at home. You see what I mean. Or what's happening at school. Kids come home from school, they're all upset, see, it's because something bad is happening at school. See, or daycare or what have you. You see, understand that? Okay. Well, in a very similar way, see, you could say that all of these things all around us, all of the, just the sheer mass of the confusion and the folly and the hype and the words and the sounds and just the sheer mass of it on the outside kind of gives us a low grade, you could call it a low grade upset or a background upset. You see what I mean? So we're kind of pulled in by that stuff all the time. So no wonder we kind of lose touch with the good within. We lose touch with who am I, we eventually say. See, you become a hodgepodge of all these external impressions. All right, so you want to refind your own inner good and reconnect with it. So what you need little tech support, and that you get from my meditations. See, I cannot emphasize how important these meditations are. They're so important that if a person doesn't learn how to meditate properly, not just any meditation. See, not just more distraction, not just more hypnosis, not just chanting or humming or staring at images or visualizations or all of these things, which are just more hypnosis, more external control. See, or more trying to hide from what's wrong by hiding in nice pictures or all that kind of stuff. Just what you need is a proper meditation, one that helps you to become regrounded in the present, see, but also with the present. See, you need to be in the present moment, but you also need to be in the present in such a way that you can sense. Now, this is going to sound very spiritual, and it is. It's very beautiful. So you can sense the presence of God. See, if you knew for sure that He existed, if you knew for sure, absolutely for sure, that He existed because you experienced the touch of God. And I don't mean some, walking up to the front of a church and, you know, giving yourself or making some declaration. And I don't mean reading about Him in a book, even reading about Him in the Bible. And I don't mean hearing about Him and talking about Him and having all these emotions. None of that. I'm talking about a quiet realization of the presence of God. See? If you were a little tiny child and your father was holding your hand, you loved your father and he was good, you had a good father and father was holding your hand, see, then if little things were happening out in the world and people were being naughty and things were happening, it wouldn't bother you because father was there, you see? Well, it's something like that. So, all right, so you need little tech support to become centered in the present, to become mindful in the present. Okay, and then you need just a little bit of help little bit of guidance, I guess you could call it more tech support, in how to reconnect with your own inner ground of good. And I'll give you a hint. You find God through your intuition. You find God by way of your conscience, by way of your intuition, by way of what you know in your heart. Okay? By words, not by imagination, not by pictures. Okay? All right. So you could say a little tech support is helpful there too. My meditations are helpful with that. And then the other thing that blocks your finding God. See, God's forget. See, the other thing is that you've done a lot of things. Maybe you've taken drugs. You've had premarital sex. Maybe you've gotten divorced. Maybe you hated some people. You hated your dad. You hated your boyfriend. See, maybe you went out and did naughty things. You've been catty and you've talked about behind their back. And you, see, hated your brother and, you know, all these kinds of things. All right. Okay. And you haven't been yourself. You've been a little bit dishonest, a little bit sneaky. You haven't stood up for what's right. You've been mealy-mouthed and a people-pleaser. And, you know, all these things. See? As you think, well, how could God forgive me? And so on and so forth. So you condemn yourself. See? Self-condemnation. And by doing that, see, you sort of think, well, what's the use? See, God wouldn't forgive me. You know, that sort of thing. And of course, then there's voices that talk to you. See, the invisible tempter, the one that got the human race thrown out of the Garden Eden in the first place, why, he's still there today. And, you know, he's out there, naughty people that say, tell you to do naughty things and take drugs and so on. But then the naughty tempter also speaks in our minds and tells us things like, oh, you're no good. God hates you. What's the use? Blah, 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 blah. It's always the same. It's the same old negative story. Blah, 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 blah. See? So you listen to that, and then you think, well, see what I mean? So you have to learn how to start ignoring those naughty voices. That doesn't mean trying to blank them out, pretend they're not there. Okay, if they're there, then just hear them, but just don't pay them any mind. Learn to refocus in the present. And experience the touch of God by becoming still. See? And then you can make a whole new start. And you'll discover some very wonderful things. I can't tell you all the things you'll discover, but one of the things you'll discover is that God has already forgiven you. He's just waiting for you to come back and say you're sorry, that's all. But you've been prideful. You didn't want to admit you're wrong. See, that's the other thing. See, there is a spiritual See, we are religious creatures. There's no question about it. And one of the problems is you haven't wanted to admit you're wrong. See, maybe people were cruel or mean, and then you didn't want to admit you were wrong to them. But now, you don't want to admit you're wrong to God. See? You don't want to be sorry. Admit you're wrong and be sorry. Admit that you betrayed what you knew in your heart was right, and that you hated some people, and things like that. See? And if you can admit those quietly in your heart, well, behold, you'll start to draw near to the sweet and the good things that you once knew long time ago when you were a little child. You knew they were true, and you'll start drawing close to them again. Okay? All right. So, if you to get started, to learn how to refocus again, and refind yourself again, begin to once again trust and believe in and be close to those things that you knew when you were a little child in your heart, and begin to be able to cope and deal with stress without becoming upset, so that you can go through the world without everything pulling on you and upsetting you and becoming background irritation and background distraction. Okay, so if you'd like to learn how to become refocused in a very positive way, then a couple of things you need. Number one, you need my meditation. I have several versions of it. The simplest, quickest version is the 5-minute meditation, which is free. You can actually get it. It's excellent for stress. It'll bring you back to the present, like right away, and help you calm down. It has a little 20-minute lecture with it on tips for successful living, for successful coping. You could start with that one. And if you like it, then you could graduate to the class it to the four-part meditation that I have. I have a four-part meditation, which is very, very beautiful. It's very, very, very beautiful. And along with the four-part meditation, you get a booklet, a free e-booklet. You get my e-book, Becoming a Friend of God, Finding Peace of Mind in an Age of Anxiety. And you also get a book, Conquering Stress. So you get the booklet, the e-booklet, the book, Becoming a Friend of God, Finding Peace of Mind in an Age of Anxiety, and the book called Conquering Stress. You get all of those, and you get all of those. You get them right online, along with a four-part meditation for a suggested donation of $10, if you can afford $10. If you can't afford it, just what you could afford, can afford. If you can't afford anything, just send me an email and tell me I can't afford anything. Those are what you need. You need the meditations. You need to read some of my books, but especially the meditations. That'll get you started. Listen to some of my radio programs. I've got all these wonderful resources for you. I've been doing this for 24 years. I keep getting better and better and better. Take advantage. Time is short. Things are becoming more confusing, more distracting. There's going to be more and more of it, more upsetting. So now is the time to begin to practice being calm, centered, focused, poised. Okay, now is a very good time to begin practicing that. I hope you've enjoyed today's very special program. Listen to it again if you'd like. It's free at our archives. Go to talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Or you can also go to commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org and find all the resources and all my other books. I've written 16 of them. The other meditations, lots of free audio, all kinds of good stuff, okay? All right, thank you very much. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.